Dr. Lindsay speaking. Yes, I see. Yes, I've got it. Right, we'll be ready. Sounds like one for the night surgeon.
Night Surgeon. Dynamic dramas set against the background of a great city hospital.
Those twin cabbies.
Yeah, that's what did it.
95 we hit back there. I didn't even have a flat out.
Some car, all right. Even if she doesn't look it.
You'd never guess she's got a jazzed up engine in her. Looks just like an ordinary car.
That's the way I like it. All squares on the road. Don't have a clue that I can catch them. I'll see their faces when I burn past them.
I'll bet. You're lucky, Albie, having an old man who buys you things all the time. I mean, this car. Gosh. It's a wonder your old man didn't keep it for himself.
Ah, what for? He's got two others already. Say, here's a lot, though. He had it all filled up like it was for himself. You know, ashtrays all over the place, cigarette lighter, even seat belts.
Yes, I noticed that. He must think you're a pretty steady driver.
Steady? Ah, come on. It's really give her the work. See what you can do, huh?
Oh, I don't know, Albie.
Ah, come on.
No, really. And I should be getting home. My mother worries if I'm out after 9, and I haven't told her I'll be late.
Oh, so what? 10 minutes isn't going to make any difference.
Yes, but Albie,
What's the matter with you? You want to wake up and live, man. Get with it.
Well, okay. You say so.
All right. All right, son, and here we go. Oh, come on, baby. Get the lead out of your feet.
Hey! Watch it! There's a car coming!
I know.
But you're not in the car on the road, Albie.
Ah, so what? Let's see if he's chicken, huh?
Albie is still coming.
Okay, stupid square. Okay, we'll see who's gonna move over.
Albie, pull over. I think I'll end up blinding him.
If anyone's gonna move over, it's him.
Yeah, move over, you clock. Move!
Good, but one thing you might do, keep an eye on that young fellow from the car smash, would you?
Oh, sure. What's his name again?
Hook, Albert Hook. We got his name from the police. They've been in touch with the father. He's on his way, I understand.
Right.
I think the op was successful. He'll be okay, but let me know how he goes.
Will do.
Incidentally, his father called him Albie. He rang me before he left home just after I came out of the theatre. Might be worth remembering when he comes around. His name, I mean.
Well, sure. If he's only a kid, he...
Dr. Morgan.
Doctor, it's Nurse Parrish.
Yes, Nurse.
I think you'd better take a look at Albert Hook.
No, has he come round yet?
Yes, he has, and he's inclined to be a bit hysterical. I felt...
All right, Nurse. Dr. Lindsay will come down immediately.
Very well, Doctor.
That's Albie Hook now. He's playing up a bit. You better get down there, Bart.
I'm on my way.
Mark, pull over. He's not going to give way. You'll hit him. Pull over with him. Pull over, Mark.
Take it easy, Albert.
Over.
It's all over. You're safe now. Now, don't worry.
I can't drive like that.
What's the trouble, Nurse?
Oh, he's talking away as though he's still in the car, Doctor. He seems very upset.
Mark.
Albie.
No.
Albie, can you hear me?
What?
You're in hospital. I'm Dr. Lindsay. You're all right.
Hospital?
Yes. Close that door, will you, Nurse?
Yes, Doctor.
Car. I told Mark not to do that.
Okay. Don't worry about it. It's all over now, and you're all right.
Mark? Where's Mark?
Never mind about him now. We'll talk about it later. Just lie back and relax. Lie back.
Okay.
Oh. That's better. Nurse?
Yes, Doctor?
What happened? Did he start this as soon as he came around?
Oh, I couldn't say. I had to leave the room for a minute, and when I came back, he was already talking like that.
How long were you away?
Oh, I said a minute. Perhaps it was two. No longer.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to give him a sedative after the medication he's already had.
He seems to be quieter now.
Yes. I'll tell you what. We'll see if he stays calm, now that he's come round properly, more or less. If not, I'll have to sedate him.
Very well, Doctor.
Oh, and don't leave him again. You better stay here until relieved. I'll tell Sister, okay?
Right.
His father's on the way, I understand. If he wants to see the boy, he can. But only for 5 minutes, no more.
Very well. I must say that the father's taken his time, hasn't he? The boy's been here long enough, a couple of hours.
Well, the police had to find Mr. Hook. Both the boys...
Both?
Mm-hmm. Both the boys were unconscious after the smash and couldn't tell them anything. By all accounts, it was quite a prank.
I didn't know there was another.
Why would you? He's dead.
You can stay only 5 minutes, Mr. Hook. Doctor's orders.
I see. How is he?
He's going to be all right, but he's still a bit groggy from the medication.
Can I talk to him?
Of course. He may be a little slow in understanding you and answering.
Albie, it's Dad. Dad? Albie, can you hear me all right?
Dad?
They tell me you're going to be all right, son.
Hello, Dad. I'm glad you came.
Well, of course I came. I came as soon as I heard. But it took him a little time to find me. That's why I'm bitter.
It wasn't my fault, Dad. Honest, I tried to stop him.
Don't worry about it now.
It was Mark. I shouldn't have let him drive at all, but he kept nagging at me.
Mark Ashford.
I'd never have a smash like that. You always told me to be careful, Dad.
Yes,
but I always have been. But Mark wanted to find out what the car would do. He was like a crazy man.
Now, it's
we must have been doing about 80, or I was yelling at him to slow down. We saw this car coming, and it wouldn't move over.
Help me,
Mark was playing chicken with it. He wanted to force it to pull over for us.
Please.
He stuck to the middle of the road until the last second. Then he lost control.
All that doesn't matter.
Well, I could see we were skidding off the road, and something hit me. I must have been thrown forward, and my head hit the dash.
So when they weren't killed...
Well, the seatbelt saved me. You remember the seatbelt you had fitted, Dad?
Seatbelt? But, Albie, they found you yards away from the car.
Well, yeah, I came to after the smash. My first thought was to get out in case it caught fire.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I couldn't do anything for Mark. I saw that. It was a terrible mess behind the wheel.
Yes.
I got the seatbelt undone. The door was open. I sort of fell out of the car and took a couple of paces and... That's all I can remember.
I'm thankful you're alive, son.
Mark's dead, isn't he?
Albert.
They won't tell me. Nobody will tell me. So he must be dead.
Yes, son. Mark is dead.
Oh, Dad, I tried to save him. I tried to, Dad.
I know. It was his own fault. Miracle is he didn't kill you as well.
You've always told me to be careful, Dad. I wouldn't do a thing like that.
No, of course.
You know, I've always been interested in engines, you know, souping them up and all that, but well, it was just fun. I never liked driving fast.
Don't worry, son. I know how things were. And everything's going to be all right. Now, we'll have you out of here and home again in no time.
How's Mom?
Well, naturally she's worried about you, but I made her stay home. She was too upset to come tonight. I'm glad I'll be able to tell her you're all right.
Oh, yes, Dad, You tell her not to worry.
I will. Now, you've got to rest. Get well again. I've got to go and see the chief surgeon about you, okay?
Okay, Dad. See you later, huh?
See you later, Albie.
Been waiting long, Bart. I just couldn't get away any earlier.
Nothing of it. Leap aboard the chariot.
Oh, I had to wait till I was relieved. Dr. Morgan still wants somebody to stay with Albie Hook.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he had a bad shock, that kid. It's a shame.
Well, he shouldn't have been rocketing around in that souped-up bomb of his.
Oh, it wasn't a bomb. It's a practically new car.
Oh?
Yes, they've been tinkering with the engine, I believe. Oh, we like to tune up engines. Oh, whatever it is boys like to do with engines.
Must have wanted to get more speed out of it. More mileage.
Strange, really. Father says he's always been a careful driver, that he didn't like driving fast.
Well, if that's so, then...
Well, the other boy was driving when they crashed.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I must have been crushed against the steering column.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, that.
Funny?
Yes. Often as not, the steering wheel helps to save the driver in a smash. The seat beside him is called the death seat. So many passengers are killed, you see. They get flung through the windscreen, all sorts of things.
Albie said the seatbelt saved him.
Seatbelt? He must have been a careful driver to wear a seatbelt. You don't find a lot of kids bothering about seatbelts.
Well, you should. If everybody worried about wearing a seatbelt, driving would be a lot safer.
Oh, hold on. You don't have to lecture me. I've had belts on this car for ages. But I don't notice you ever using yours.
You do now. There. Now you can bang the car anytime you like.
Thanks. Well, we may as well get going. Hello, there's Doc Morgan. Do you want a lift, Doc?
Mm-hmm. Hello there. Mr. Parrish.
Doctor?
Did I hear you offering me a lift, Doc?
I didn't notice your car in its usual place.
No, it's all right. I left it at the garage. They're bringing it over. By the way, do you know where Elder Avenue is?
Elder Avenue? Mm. Oh, sure. It's out the north end. Turn down Grover Street. It runs off that. A couple of blocks down, I think.
Oh, fine. I'm going out to see Mrs. Ashbury, the mother of the boy who was killed.
Oh, yes.
It may have been his fault that there was a smash, but she's a widow, and I imagine the offer of a helping hand won't go amiss.
Yes. Good idea, Doc.
Must have been very keen on metalworking, Mrs. Ashbury.
Yes, he was. Most of his spare time was spent in this workshop, Doctor. Sometimes I had a job getting him out of it for meals, even.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things did he make?
Oh, models of engines, things like that. Beautiful they were, too. Worked marvelously. He never made anything that didn't work properly.
Well, I must say, he doesn't sound like the kind of lad who... But then it's very difficult to know your children really well. And at his age, there's often the urge to let off steam in one way or another.
I still can't believe he's gone. It's...
You must let me give you something to take, Mrs. Ashbury. A sedative.
I'm all right. I don't need anything.
What's this?
What? Oh, that. Well, strangely enough...
Mm-hmm.
That's something he was fixing for Albie Hook.
Oh?
It was something for the car. He was making it, actually. He was very good like that, Mark was. He was always doing something for one of his friends. They'd come to him with all kinds of gadgets that needed fixing.
This looks like a buckle of some kind.
Yes, he made it himself. It was to replace one in the car. It's for a seatbelt or something, he told me.
A seatbelt? Oh, yes, yes, that's what it looks like, certainly.
Albie won't be needing it now.
No.
It was good of you to call and see me, Doctor.
Now, you're sure there's nothing I can do?
I'll be all right. I have friends, you know. They're doing all they can. All anybody can do. Nobody can bring Mark back to me, can they?
Dr. Morgan asked me to give you a ring.
Well, thanks very much, Doctor. I don't mind telling you, his mother and I would be glad to get Albie home again.
I'm sure you will. Actually, he could go out tonight, but I think it'd be best to leave it till the morning.
Oh, yes, yes, by all means. Another night in hospital won't do him any harm.
Righto, then. What time will you be in for him?
Oh, say about 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? Fine. I'll leave a note for the day staff.
Thank you, Doctor. Good night.
Good night. Yes, Elaine?
Pathology reports. On your desk?
Yes, they're there somewhere.
Finished with them?
Mm-hmm. They're all yours.
Good. I'll take them down then. Oh, by the way, about our trip to Craggy Mountain.
What trip?
You were going to drive me out to see Sylvia's new baby one day.
Sylvia?
Oh, Sylvia Blaine, you remember?
No. Never mind. If I was dumb enough to let myself in for a chore like that, it's no wonder I don't remember.
How about tomorrow?
No can do. Can we leave it till next week?
When next week?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, you've been going to drive me out for weeks now. Let's make it definite. Tuesday?
Okay. Next Tuesday.
We can make a day of it. I'll fix a picnic lunch and we can drive to the top of the mountain and have it there.
Oh, well, I bet that sounds better than gooing over some ugly baby. Okay, it's a date.
There. That looks like a lot. What's it?
I am, if you are. Oh, boy, this was some meal you dished up.
Well, just a second, Bart. Open the door, will you?
Oh, what?
You've jammed the end of the seatbelt in it. Oh. I can't move the handle inside.
Just a second, then.
Oh, that's better. Oh, while you're here, show me how this buckle works, will you? When I used it up the last time, it came undone.
Oh, it's perfectly simple. Buckles on seatbelts are foolproof. Even idiots can work them easily.
Yes? You sound as though you're selling them.
Yeah, let's see it. No, I don't sell them, although maybe you have it. I say.
What?
Seatbelt. Now, why didn't I think of that before? Yes, I wonder.
What's the matter with you?
No, I just had a wild thought. Something Doc Morgan mentioned to me.
What about?
About that kid, Albie Hook. The one who had the car crash. And the other boy.
Oh, Albie Hook, for heaven's sake. He was discharged from the hospital last week.
Come on, let's get this fixed. I want to get back to town in a hurry. There's something I want to check on.
The wreck had been taken to some wrecker's yard, but was still pretty much as it was after the crash.
Oh, well, I first contacted the police. They said they didn't think there was much hope of checking on a thing like that now. What did they find out?
That you were right.
Well, who are you ringing now?
The boy's father, of course. This is something that needs checking on. Sister, would you get me the home of Mr. Arthur Hook, please? You'll find the number on an old card referring to Albert Hook, who was discharged last week. Or you can look it up in the book. Shouldn't be hard to find. Right.
What are you going to say to him, Doc?
Just what we know.
Well, isn't it beating the gun a little?
How do you mean?
Well, he won't like what you're implying, you know. He thinks the light shines out of that boy.
I know. But then perhaps we have just one more case of a spoiled brat leading his father by the nose. Happens all the time these days.
Yes, but you mightn't find the father too easy to convince.
I'll take a chance on that. Dr. Morgan. Oh, yes, thank you, sister. Hello, this is Dr. Morgan of the Central Hospital. Is that Mrs. Hook? Oh, I wonder, could I speak to your husband, Mrs. Hook? Oh, I see. What time do you expect him back? He's what? Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Hook, but this could be rather urgent. What time does the plane leave? I see. Well, thank you. I beg your pardon? No message, thanks. As a matter of fact, I may just take a run out to the airport. I can probably catch him there. Thank you. I'm sorry to trouble you. Good night.
What was all that?
Hook is on his way to the airport. He's taking his darling son on a holiday for a month.
That's a long time to wait.
Too long. That's why I'm driving straight to the airport now.
No.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
Well, won't be long now. Oh, come and sit down, son. I'll give us a call when it's time to board the plane.
No, I'm okay, Dad. It's good to stay on my feet a bit. I'll be sitting a fair while on the plane.
You don't want to overdo it, you know. You've only been out of bed a few days.
Hello.
What?
Where's that doctor from the hospital? I wonder what he's doing here.
Doctor? Where? Oh, yes, I see. He's coming over here. Perhaps he's on his way somewhere, too. Might even be on our aircraft. That'll be quite a coincidence.
I've had enough of doctors for a while. I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, no, that's not very sociable, Albie. Well, hello there, Doctor. Oh, fancy meeting you here.
Well, it's not as much of a coincidence as you may be thinking, Mr. Hook. I came especially to see you.
See us?
Your wife told me you were taking your son on a trip tonight. I particularly wanted to see you before you left.
Well, what on earth can be as urgent as all that?
A matter of culpable negligence, perhaps? And manslaughter?
Culpable? Are you feeling all right, Doctor?
Mr. Hook, suppose I tell you that the police have made an interesting discovery about the accident your son was in.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
But it does to me.
Now, look here, Doctor. I can't think why you come rushing out to the airport like this, but I'm not too pleased about it, I can tell you. I don't want Albie upset.
I can understand how you feel. But then you're under the impression that the other boy was driving your son's car that night, aren't you?
Certainly I am, because that's how it was. Everybody knows that.
Your son doesn't. Do you, Albie?
Why?
In fact, you know perfectly well that Mark Ashbury wasn't driving the car. Because you were driving.
Now, look here,
you, Albie.
Dr. Morgan,
I'm asking your son a question, Mr. Hook. Let him answer.
It's not fair to the lad. You of all people should know that.
I said let him answer. Albie?
I don't know what you're talking about. Mark was driving the car.
Now, you see?
Impossible. He couldn't have received the injuries that killed him if he had been behind the wheel.
Hey, now, wake up. If that's so, how is it that it's mentioned only now? It's weeks since the accident.
It was overlooked at the time the police surgeon made his report. It was only by chance that a diligent police officer, going over the report, noticed something which raised the matter again.
But that's incredible.
Now you listen. Your son was driving, and he was the cause of the crash. After the crash, he had a moment of consciousness. And because he has a cunning, egocentric brain, he saw at once that he would be blamed. And he managed to summon the strength to move Mark Ashbury's dead body into the driving seat before he himself staggered away from the car.
That's not true. It's a pack of lies. Albie, tell him he's a liar. Go on, son, tell him. You're not all those things he said. You're a good boy. You've always been a good boy. Why, you wouldn't do anything to make me and your mother ashamed. I know that. Ever since you were a toddler, you were a son we could be proud of.
Oh, shut up, Dad, will you?
What?
Well, can't you ever talk about anything except how good I was when I was a kid? Look, it makes me sick.
Albie, what are you saying?
I think he's trying to say that I'm telling the truth, Mr. Hook.
No. No, that isn't true.
No, of course it's true. He knows that. Look, what's the matter with you? I'm sick of the whole thing. Yes, I was driving the car. Yes, I framed it. So what? It was my car, wasn't it?
You killed that boy.
He didn't have to ride with me if he didn't want to. He could have taken...
You monster, you little animal!
No!
You could have gone with him to the police station, Mr. Hook.
I just wish the police had found out about the other boy's injuries sooner than this. They should have.
That wasn't possible. You see, the injuries to Mark Ashbury don't prove anything.
What? But you said...
I made it up. I had to say something to force Albie into confessing.
Force him? But if it isn't true...
It's true that he was driving the car, Mr. Hook. Only I couldn't prove it.
Well, how the devil could you say it's true?
You told me the first time you came to the hospital, you told me that Albie had said the seatbelt in the front passenger seat of the car saved his life.
Yes, that's right.
My assistant, Dr. Lindsay, reminded me of that. I'd forgotten. You see, I learned that Mark Ashbury had been making a new seat belt buckle for your son's car. We checked with the police, and they told us that the only faulty seat belt buckle in the car was the one Albie had said saved his life.
That means he couldn't have used the belt. He was lying to me.
Yes. And I asked myself why he would lie about that if he'd told the truth about everything else. And to me, the only answer was that he had good reason to lie. Because he was responsible for the death of Mark Ashbury.
A casualty ward is like a great theater, but the players are drawn from real life, and not every story has a happy ending. So much depends on the night surgeon.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.